For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Demonstrators outside New Haven Superior Court last week called for the arrest of former New Haven police officer Gary Gamara. This after two Fairhaven sex workers accused him of rape and the state's attorney's office decided not to file charges, despite the former officer's admission of sexual contact with the two women. Gamara has claimed the sex was consensual. Carolina Schoenjack was at the protest. She joins us now. Carolina is the Director of Advocacy for Sex Workers and Allies Network, or SWAN. That's a local group that works to get things like food and medical supplies to city sex workers. Carolina, tell us more about why the state attorney's position here angers you and your group so much.
What we know is that Gary Gamara sexually assaulted these women, and their story matches his story. The only difference is that he said it was consensual. But when he is using his authority as a police officer and his ability to arrest to coerce these women, there is no such thing as consent in that case. And so we heard from the prosecutor that there wasn't enough evidence to prosecute, that these women were hard to reach, not always picking up their phone, and that didn't make them easy victims to have on this case. And we know that so many of the sex workers that we work with are unstably housed, unstably employed. So not picking up the phone, not being easy to reach are just factors of that condition. And it shouldn't be their burden to prove that they're good victims. It should be the system that protects people that are being assaulted by the people that are supposed to be protecting them.
So let's critique the two reasons that the prosecutor's office says that, you know, they didn't want to go forward. Number one, we'll stick with that for a minute. I mean, how unreachable were these two victims? Can you reach them? Have you been in contact with them?
Yeah, so folks from SWAN's team are regularly in contact with them. When they decided that they wanted to step forward, so there were actually five women that came to Beatrice Kodiani, our executive director, with stories about being assaulted by the same officer, and two of them decided that they wanted to step forward despite the fear of retribution from the police, And so when we knew that they were stepping forward, we wanted to make sure that we were there to support them and to make that easier for them in whatever way, because we know that is a traumatic experience. And we do know they did talk to internal affairs at the police department, so they're not completely unreachable. They definitely were ready to be in this case. And when they heard that the state's attorney's office decided not to prosecute, I personally haven't seen them recently, but many people on our team have, and we know that they are distraught, and it is tearing them apart to know that they did the brave thing and they came forward when so many people are way too afraid to come forward, and it's not even going to go to trial.
So you believe that if this thing actually, if charges were brought and the presence of these two women were required, that at the very least, through your organization, they would be easily reachable?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. All right. And the second claim they made is that there wasn't enough identification evidence of some sort. I read in the New Haven Independent that I think the prosecutor's office said something about one of the victims, you mentioned five just now, one of the victims failed to identify Gamara. A third party said her encounter was consensual. Tell me, is that about what you're hearing from the prosecutor's office? And what do you make of what they are saying with regards to identifying Gamara as the perpetrator?
Yeah, so we know that a third party said that it was consensual. But the two women that are the victims that came forward, they said it was not consensual. So ultimately, we believe it's not up to a third party to decide if these two women consented. It's it's the women's bodies. They're the ones who get to consent, not somebody else saying, oh, that must have been consensual.
So we've established here that you don't really think that the prosecutors, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, you tell me if I am, it sounds like you believe that the prosecutors' assertions as to why they could not bring charges don't hold a lot of water. Safe to say?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, we've seen this is the way the system works. It's incredibly difficult to see accountability for harm perpetuated by police officers. So I'm not surprised to see this, but in a real system of justice, there's enough evidence here to proceed.
What does Swan want to see happen going forward?
Well, we want to start with former Officer Gamara being arrested and seeing his day in court. But we know that's just one officer. So many of our SWAN members, we often hear stories about women being assaulted and harassed by the police. So we need to see systemic change. When we have talked to the police department about this, they tell us that we just need to, they should report the cases to the police, but clearly that's not helping. So we want to see systemic change to the entire policing system that keeps cops from harming people in our communities, especially the most marginalized people. And we want to see sex work fully decriminalized, because that is the best way to ensure that violence against sex workers ends.
How big of a problem is this with regards to violence from law enforcement to sex workers, or against sex workers in Connecticut? Do you know?
It's a big problem, especially for, I mean, talking about street-based survival sex workers. They are incredibly over-policed. We partnered with the Yale Global Health Justice Partnership last year to do a survey, and 2/3 of SWAN members who are survival sex workers said that they feel unsafe in their interactions with the police. So it's pervasive.
And again, I'm trying not to put words in your mouth when I ask you this question. To what degree do you feel like if these were two women in another profession who were coming forward with the same allegations, do you feel the outcome would have been different?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I know I've heard so much of the stigma against sex workers, people believing that sex workers can't be raped because of their job. And I feel strongly that if these women were coming from a more privileged place, that their accusations would be taken more seriously.
Finally, I understand your organization played a key role in getting Officer Gamara to even resign from the force. I know he's trying to get his job back at this time, which is something you guys are working against. Tell us more about the role you played in bringing the case to the point it is even right now.
Yeah, so most sex workers that are working on the street do not feel safe just walking up to the police department and reporting a crime. And SWAN for the past 4 years now has been a resource and a safe place for sex workers in New Haven. Our team, and especially our founder, Beatrice, have spent years building up a trusting relationship with sex workers. So they know if there's something that happens, we are a safe place for them to come with that. We host, used to be biweekly groups during COVID. There's been some pauses, but we host trauma groups and bad date groups and leadership programs. And so when word was getting around that this cop had been assaulting people, Beatrice was the one who heard about it. And, you know, we never move forward in ways that our members don't want. So she asked, like, what do you need? What kind of support do you need? Do you want to go to the police? And eventually, yeah, two women did decide to step forward, knowing that they had that support and that somebody believed them and that somebody was on their side. And for so many people, we often hear, thank you so much to Swan because you are the only people who seem to be on our side.
Carolina Schoenjack, Director of Advocacy for Sex Workers and Allies Network, otherwise known as SWAN. Thank you so much for bringing light to this.
Thank you so much for having me.